This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Romans chapter 6 through 8, Leroy says that dying to sin begins when we put it on a starvation diet. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's an old story about a farmer who had two outstanding racehorses, one black, the other white. For years, people argued about which was the fastest, and finally the farmer agreed to a race between the two. But a month before the race, he fed the black horse oats and corn and alfalfa, and he fed the white horse wood shavings and straw. On the day of the race, the black horse came prancing out of the stall, while the weakened white horse struggled to the starting line. And of course, the black horse won the race. Why? Because he had been fed, and the white one had not. This story is often told to illustrate the teachings of Romans chapter 6 concerning the two natures within us as Christians. And while it is true that the one we feed will grow strong and dominate the other, we must be very realistic about the power of the old nature and its ability to respond and gain control. It doesn't take much nourishment for the old nature of sin to revive and flourish again. Some of the great foundational realities of Christian living are tucked away in Romans chapter 6. In verses 12 and 13 we read, "Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life." Paul is very clear about the fact that in order to go forward in spiritual growth, we must deal ruthlessly with sin in our lives. Paul calls us to feed the new nature and starve the old, to be dead to sin and alive to God, walking in newness of life. And I know of no better way to do that than to begin each day with a quiet time of personal Bible reading and prayer. Without this time of reading, study, recommitment, and prayer, we cannot hope to provide the nourishment our soul needs each day. Paul urges us to put ourselves at God's disposal as people who have been raised to life. Yes, sin will remain with us, but it will no longer make the rules, chair the meetings, and command the army. It will not reign with the power to have its own way. Once we were powerless as the servants of sin, but thank God that is no longer the case. Christian, the bedrock truth of Romans chapter 6 boils down to one question. Which part of you are you going to nourish and obey? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
As a part of our broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you gain the most from these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast Monday through Saturday. Write the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Do you love people? Tomorrow, how to develop a heart of care for people on Daily Discipleship.